No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this September 9th, 2016. I'm David Brown. It's great to have you with us. A lot of ground to cover on this Monday. Let's jump right into it, shall we? A couple of weeks ago, we told you about the federal court in North Texas that struck down the Obama administration's directive on bathroom choice for transgender students. The Justice Department and the Department of Education had warned schools across the U.S. that failure to allow students to use bathrooms corresponding with their gender identity could violate federal anti-discrimination law. The next battle appears to be health care, Texas and four other states returning to the same courtroom with a separate case arguing that rules in the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, forces some doctors and health care organizations to perform sex change procedures, even if it's in violation of their own religious beliefs. Well, now the ACLU of Texas has filed papers to jump into this fray because of what the group sees as broader implications. Joining us to talk about what this lawsuit could do, Josh Block. He is a senior staff attorney with the ACLU's LGBT project. Josh, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
So as I understand it, this is a lawsuit that's been, it's already been filed. It's going to be heard by the judge in Wichita Falls, as I understand, Wichita Falls, Texas. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
And ACLU is now entering on what grounds? Why is it ACLU Texas is going to be a part of this?
So in this lawsuit, these plaintiffs, which include some private healthcare entities and four states, including Texas, are trying to strike down a national anti-discrimination rule that is supposed to protect transgender people and women and everyone from sex discrimination in healthcare settings. In the previous lawsuit that Texas filed that challenged other protections for transgender people, no one had intervened to represent the interests of the people who are being discriminated against.
We're talking about the so-called bathroom legislation. Is that what you're talking about?
That's right. So first, Texas filed a lawsuit in Wichita Falls to strike down guidance from the Department of Education protecting trans kids. And now they're filed a case in front of the same court to strike down this healthcare anti-discrimination protection. And it's really crucial that the people who are being discriminated against have a voice in that courtroom to explain why the law is so necessary.
It's my understanding that under this particular rule that's at question, protections against discrimination based on sex would extend to gender identity. At least that's the way that the federal government understands this rule to apply to healthcare providers, including hospitals and doctors and that sort of thing. Does the question not come down to whether or not sex discrimination is in fact gender identity, that includes gender identity, or if we're talking about the biological birth of an individual?
The courts, including the Fifth Circuit, which is the most conservative court of appeals in the country, have all recognized that sex discrimination also includes discrimination against someone for failing to conform to someone's image of what a man or a woman should be. And that's exactly the type of discrimination that's at work if someone is turned away from a hospital because they're transgender, or if someone refuses to provide medically necessary health care for someone because they don't like the reasons why that person is having the health care to treat gender dysphoria. So it's really just of a piece of the type of protections that have always existed for sex discrimination. But an important, you know, fact in this case is the main argument that was used to attack the Department of Education's guidance protecting trans people was that the Department of Education didn't go through a formal process of notice and comment rulemaking, which is just an extra set of steps agencies take to make regulations. In this case, the Department of Health and Human Services had an exhaustive notice and comment rulemaking process and had full formal regulations, dotting every I and crossing every T. But all of a sudden, Texas is saying those sorts of procedural steps are irrelevant, and this is illegal too. So I think what you really have here is just opposition to the very concept of protecting trans people, not actually a real opposition to the formality of how these rules have been issued.
The original basis of this, as I understand it, filed by the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, and they were doing this on behalf of a religious hospital network, was that the doctors and the hospital network itself said that they should not be required to perform the gender transition procedures, which violate their sincerely held religious beliefs. How do you square this circle? We're basically talking about organizations that do get Medicare and Medicaid funding, federal money, to operate, And yet they do have sincerely held religious beliefs, which would, they believe, prohibit them from performing these obligations. Should they not receive an exemption?
This is important. The regulations don't require any individual doctor to do anything. They don't require anyone to perform any surgery or give any treatment that the doctor doesn't want to. The obligations are on the entity that's employing the doctors. So if the entity says, we have this other doctor that doesn't have objections to this, and this doctor is going to be the person that provides transition-related health care, as long as that's done on an equal, seamless basis, the regulation doesn't compel a specific doctor to give a hysterectomy as treatment for gender dysphoria if they give a hysterectomy for as treatment for other stuff. So the burden isn't on anyone's individual conscience. This is an organization that is claiming the right to have federal funds to provide health care to the general public, but then discriminate based on their religious beliefs.
Josh Block is a senior staff attorney with the ACLU's LGBT Project. Thanks again, Josh.
Thanks for having me.